frustrations like changing schools or changing teachers. Some people are frightened of the dark. I am not great in the dark, especially when I'm on my own in a place that I don't know. Some people are afraid of spiders or bees or lightning or heights, being alone, natural disasters. It might be a fear of failure, or it might be a fear of letting someone down. Whatever it is, fears can paralyze us and stop us from doing even the smallest of things. In the last few years, my mum has developed a form of agoraphobia. Agoraphobia, where she can't physically cross a road or a driveway or sometimes an open room without holding on to somebody or someone, something. And it's got to the stage where she won't go out of the house on her own. And it is frustrating at times for her and for those of us who are with her. Because she will be walking down a road or on a walk, and suddenly she won't be there, she'll have stopped, and her legs have gone to jelly. And I do have to remind myself that, it's a legitimate fear, even though it's irritating. And when she's grabbing onto your arm, she's got a very mean pinch, which is quite interesting. The story of David and Goliath is a very familiar story to most of us. It's a story that's been preached, read, spoken about for generations, but I think it can help us in our everyday lives. Now, Goliath was a mighty warrior who was more than 9 feet tall. He was protected from head to toe by a suit of armour made of bronze. His armour alone weighed more than 100 pounds, and he was armed with a sword and a spear. David, on the other hand, was a young shepherd boy. He had no armour for protection. It would be far too heavy for him to carry, and he tried it on and it didn't work. He was armed with 5 stones and a sling. David might not have had a shield or a spear, but he was able to defeat the giant that all the soldiers of the Israelite army were afraid to face. You and I may never face a real-life giant like Goliath. That would be pretty scary. I don't know, maybe it's just me who think that would be scary. But we face giants of another kind in our daily lives. Our fears and our insecurities can feel a lot like giants. But how can we overcome those giants that want to defeat us? I think the 5 stones in the story might help us answer the question. So I brought some stones. So we have the first stone represents courage. David was not afraid or didn't appear to be afraid to face the enemy. "Don't worry about a thing," David told Saul. "I will go and fight this Philistine." It takes a lot of courage to say something when you've had no military experience. He was actually there to deliver his brothers some cheese and some bread. He was the delivery boy that day. And he had the courage to stand up against Goliath. And it takes courage to fight the giants in our lives. For some, it takes courage to be in the same room as a spider, or to be alone in the dark. The phrase, "do not be afraid," appears over about 365 times in the Bible. That's one verse for every day of the year. And if it's in a leap year, you can hear the words of Jesus to his friends, "Do not be worried, have faith in God and have faith in me." So the first stone represents courage. The second stone represents confidence. As a shepherd, David often had to protect the sheep from wild animals. That gave him the confidence he needed to face the giant. When talking to King Saul, David said, "The Lord has saved me from the claw of the lion and the bear. He will save me from this Philistine." Like David, we can have the confidence that God will help us overcome the problems we face each day. So confident. something that's going to stay there. The third stone represents preparation. David didn't go to face the giant unprepared. He went down to the stream and picked out 5 smooth stones and put them in his shepherd bag. Then, armed with his shepherd's staff and his sling, he started out to fight Goliath. It's important for us to do everything possible to be certain that we're prepared to face the challenges that we meet in a daily life. That might be, that might mean researching about that particular fear, finding more about it, finding more about spiders if you can bring yourself to do it. Because when you know more about things, they might become less frightening. I overcame my fear of spiders when I named them all Boris. If you have a name for something, it's not scary. But maybe that's just me. And our own experiences count as a preparation. The experiences that David had in preparing and looking after the sheep were God's way of preparing him to fight the Goliath and to be king one day. So, preparation. The fourth stone represents trust. David didn't trust in his own ability to slay the giant. When Goliath shouted at David, cursed him, and was ready to kill him, David said, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty." When we face problems, we need to put our trust in God and not in our own ability. Trust. And the fifth and final stone represents victory. "It is God's battle and not ours," David said. That's why David was able to win the victory over the giant with only a sling and a stone. When we turn our fears over to God, we can have victory over them. It's not an easy process. I've got no idea how we're going to help my mom to conquer her fears of crossing the road. But I trust that God has promised to protect us and to listen when we need him, so we can have the victory. I want to end with an illustration that I used yesterday in Mercy Church. I have in my hand an orange. Okay. Adam, can you come and hold this? It's quite heavy, but there you go. You're quite strong. Okay, I have an orange. If I put it in the water, will it sink or will it float? Who thinks it'll sink? Who thinks it'll float? Okay, let's have a go. It floats! Show everybody how it goes. Yeah, it floats! Okay, I'm going to take it out. Okay, put that in the bowl. Okay, so it floats. Now, I have an orange, which is just an ordinary orange that I have removed the peel, because yesterday it took me quite a long time to remove the peel in front of the children. I'm up with some weird, I was ad-libbing and it wasn't great. Now, I've removed the peel from the outside of the orange. Now, will it affect the outcome? Who thinks it will still float? Oh. Well, I don't think so, we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it out. It sank.
No.
Okay, so you can pop that down. The peel is what keeps the orange from sinking. Not only does it keep the orange nice and juicy on the inside, it offers a layer of protection around the important stuff. We are like the inside of an orange. Not all yellow and orange. save us from sinking. In life, we can expect to face things that make us scared or want to run away. But there is an amazing promise for us that God is with us and on our side. David could stand up to this giant Goliath, relying totally on the fact that God was right beside him and was stronger than even his biggest fear. And the same is true for us. Romans 8 says this, that when, what then shall we say in response to these things? God is for us. Who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This is the promise that God is with us in every single situation that we face, and that he'll give us his peace and his courage to face it and to fight it. Now, I'm aware that this subject is tough for some people. It is not easy facing our fears, or even talking about them, or acknowledging that they exist. But God knows that they exist. And in that, during our the next few minutes, in our prayer activity, we're going to ask you to do a brave thing and write down your fears. At the end of each row, you've got a post-it note and some pens. So the end of the post-it notes are on that end of those rows, just because that's the way I walk, and they're on this end. So if you've got a row of post-it notes, and I've got your post-it notes there, and you've got some over there, everybody's got a post-it note. And what I'd like you to do is write down something that scares you, or something that you are struggling with. What is your giant today? Because we all have them. It could be insecurities, it could be a fear. We all have giants. And then we're going to play a song on the projector that talks about how God is able to listen to us. And then what I'd like you to do is around the church, so there's one over there, one over there, and one at the back. There are three shredders, paper shredders. What I'd like you to do is take your fear and shred your fear as a way of saying, I am giving you.